It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Well, it's Monday, and today marks a week since the FBI executed a search warrant at Mar-a-Lago to retrieve classified documents that the former guy illegally took with him when he left the White House for the last time. Unfortunately, his lies about the property and its seizure have inflamed his sycophantic followers. So now, the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI have issued a joint intelligence bulletin warning that they have, quote, observed an increase in threats to federal law enforcement and other law enforcement and government officials following the FBI's recent execution of a search warrant in Palm Beach, Florida. People started making threats and calling for civil war on pro-Trump internet forums immediately after the search, when FBI agents seized 11 sets of documents, some marked as sensitive compartmented information. That's one of the highest levels of government secrets. The warrant was served after one of Trump's attorneys signed a letter in June asserting that there was no more classified material at the residence. This according to two sources familiar with the matter. But a number of Republicans are questioning whether the material at Mar-a-Lago was actually highly sensitive, citing a president's powers to declassify top secret information. They're also calling on the release of the redacted affidavit that would provide more information as to why the search was necessary. Well, the agencies said they were acting out of an abundance of caution. The bulletin dated Friday warned that home addresses and other identifying information about potential targets had been circulated online. This is dangerous stuff. The federal judge on Monday turned down Senator Lindsey Graham's bid to throw out a subpoena compelling him to testify before the Atlanta area grand jury investigating Donald Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election. In related stories, I believe, on Sunday in Washington, a 29-year-old Delaware man died after ramming his car into a vehicle barrier near the Supreme Court. This happened at around 4 a.m. The man died by suicide after firing a gun into the air several times after the crash. No motive as of yet is known, but the Capitol area remains a high-profile target for extremists ever since the January 6th insurrection by Trump supporters. And that followed an incident on Thursday in which a pro-Trump veteran was killed in a shootout with police after he attempted to enter an FBI office in Cincinnati. He showed up with a nail gun first, shooting up the place, and then pulled out an AR-15-style assault rifle. But that's not all. Armed protesters also showed up outside the FBI office in Phoenix, Arizona. And wait, there's more. The synagogue where Judge Bruce Reinhart is a trustee, he's the federal magistrate who approved that search warrant in the first place. The synagogue had to cancel services Friday night following a vicious anti-Semitic social media attack against the judge and the synagogue. Well, there have been some attempts by people in Trump's inner circle to rein in the rhetoric since the incident in Cincinnati on Thursday, and Attorney General Merrick Garland's very forceful defense of the FBI agents and the Justice Department prosecutors involved in the probe. U.S. District Court Judge Lee Martin May wrote in a 22-page opinion rejecting Graham's effort and sending the matter back to state courts for further proceedings, quote, "The court finds that the district attorney has shown extraordinary circumstances and a special need for Senator Graham's testimony on issues relating to alleged attempts to influence or disrupt the lawful administration of Georgia's 2022 elections." So that ruling is definitely a victory for District Attorney Fannie Willis. She's the one leading that grand jury probe that resulted in the subpoena for Graham to appear for an August 23rd deposition. Investigators intend to ask Graham about two phone calls he was on with Georgia election officials at the same time that Trump was attempting to overturn his defeat. These calls included a discussion of the process for counting absentee ballots. Meanwhile, Congressman Adam Schiff and Carolyn Maloney, chairs of the House Intelligence and Oversight Committees, over the weekend called for the Director of National Intelligence to conduct, quote, an immediate review and damage assessment of Trump's actions. They wrote, too, DNI Avril Haines, quote, former President Trump's conduct has potentially put our nation's security at grave risk. This issue demands a full review in addition to the ongoing law enforcement inquiry. In other news, more weather woes or climate concerns. A flood watch is currently in place for millions of people across the southwestern part of the country after a weekend of rain and thunderstorms drenched the region. In Las Vegas, at least two people have died in flooding since last week alone in what has become the wettest monsoon season in more than a decade. In Texas, the National Hurricane Center is monitoring a disturbance that will bring thunderstorms and up to 6 inches of rain over the next few days, leading to potential flash flooding. And while the rain has brought relief to some drought-stricken areas, experts say that climate change is increasing the likelihood of extreme flooding and catastrophic disasters. And separately, another new study indicates that a disastrous mega flood is headed for California in the next four decades. And experts say it will be unlike anything anyone alive today has ever experienced. Lovely. And while we're in California, thousands of mental health therapists are set to strike there today. The unionized psychologists, therapists, chemical dependency counselors, and social workers are demanding that Kaiser Permanente, that's the nation's largest nonprofit HMO, provide what they're calling desperately needed services to its patients, claiming that some wait months for needed therapy sessions. Kaiser staffs about one full-time mental health clinician for every 2,600 members, leading to therapists leaving Kaiser at a record rate, according to the National Union of Healthcare Workers. They represent 16,000 workers in Hawaii and California alone. The strike comes as the country experiences a surge in mental health issues. WHO said the first year of the COVID-19 pandemic triggered a 25% increase in anxiety and depression globally. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports, I hope you'll check out The Nicole Sandler Show weekdays at 5 Eastern, 2 Pacific, right here on the Progressive Voices Network. And while you're there, remember that this show is 100% listener supported. So please click on a donate button.